We're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Here for the next 25 minutes or so, we're going to be talking about International Women's Day coming up here at the beginning of March, of course, sponsored by the American Association of University Women, and it's the first community-wide International Women's Day, of course, joined now by Teresa Landis and Mary Stamey. And Teresa, how about you go ahead and tell us more about what this event is all about?
Okay. Thanks, Andrew, for this opportunity. Mary and I appreciate being here and being able to speak with you about this. This is actually our second community-wide International Women's Day celebration. Last year was our first one, and it was a very large celebration. We had 3 days worth of celebrating. We brought a speaker in who was very good, and Mary will give us an update on her later. But we really thought that it is an important tradition to continue, and so that's why we wanted to do this again. And we're hoping to make this an annual feature as part of our AAUW programming. So let me talk to you a little bit about International Women's Day, which is, as you said, March the 8th. Celebrated that day every year around the globe. International Women's Day dates back over 100 years. The first time it was celebrated was basically back in the early 1900s, around 1908, that time period. And during that time, there was a lot of unrest and there was a lot of critical debate amongst women concerning oppression and inequality. And as many of you know, there are still many barriers that women need to overcome these days to be fully equitable with men. And so one of the things that we want to bring to light is that there is still work to be done and that there is work going on to get us to where we need to be.
Well, and I sit here and I look at this handout you gave me before the show. You have plenty of great things planned, including planning to have 4 international speakers. From what I understand, you want to have international women, 4 speakers from 4 different continents, which That's impressive, here in landlocked Manhattan, Kansas. And maybe, is this different from last year? Have you planned to expand the event from last year?
Actually, we're going about in a little bit of a different direction. Last year, we had one main speaker, and this year, as we say, we're going to have 4. So we wanted to take a little more diverse view, and we want to get women from 4 different continents, 4 different countries, 4 different viewpoints. And we've got a number of topics that we, you know, are going to ask them to address throughout the day.
Well, and looking at your speakers here, too, for instance, Dr. Fatma Radhi, who's a medical professional in neurology, and she's originally from Iraq. And getting to hear the perspective of a woman from Iraq, who also is a doctor, I can only imagine the audience, the enrichment that day must provide.
Right. I think that it'll bring, you know, a much-needed perspective for a lot of people to really see how it is when we move outside of our borders. How are things for women and their lives, and just things that we may take for granted that they don't, you know, have any idea of what we do, and things that, you know, we just need to share from each other and learn.
Well, and it's kind of neat, too, in the instance you get to put a local spin on this, of course, is being held right here in Manhattan. You look at a breakfast being prepared by Manhattan High Culinary Art Program students. What kind of partnerships do you have planned for this day on March 8th?
Well, last year we did a lot of partnering with K-State, and so this year we wanted to turn it more to the community. And so that's why we're partnering with the high school, because we wanted to bring this to younger women than just to college-age women. And one of the things that Mary has done is she has reached out to Heidi Rippert, who is the culinary one of the culinary teachers there. And so they're excited to be able to offer this to us, and we're excited to be able to do it. I think that it'll be a real neat experience. We are going to be inviting community women leaders. Mayor Reddy will be there, as well as other community women leaders. We've got some folks at K-State identified that we are going to be inviting. And so I think that it'll be a good event from that perspective. And then we are going to follow on at Manhattan High School. So later that morning, we are going to have an assembly where our speakers will be available to talk with the students.
I want to interject here that it did not take more than 2 seconds in my email to get a reply back from Principal Greg Hoyt welcoming this opportunity to enrich their students' lives there with an information from four international students. And we very much appreciate it. That's the enthusiasm we like to work with, and I hope we can live up to that.
Well, and looking from a high school principal standpoint, this isn't the sort of opportunity that just presents itself every day. So, of course, wanting to introduce your students to this kind of a diversity, this sort of background and history and learning, that's a really neat opportunity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe just looking at, I know you have plenty following, of course, the MHS Assembly in the morning. You have a public event. You have a dinner coming up that evening. You have a panel discussion. How have you gone about planning that?
Well, our speakers, as you mentioned, we do have one of them lined up, and we've got three more that we are planning on. I've been working with the K-State International Speakers Bureau. Amy Hall there has been helping me to identify two students that we are going to be using as speakers as well, and she has been really good to work with. So really, based on the experiences that we had last year, we are reaching out to our partners and finding people to work through and pull this together. It we do want it to be a community-wide event, and so it's coming together really well. Whenever you reach out to someone in the Manhattan community, they're always ready to raise their hand and say, "How can I help?"
Well, and you look at the planned events coming up in March to recognize International Women's Day. You have proclamations by the school board and the city of Manhattan. Do you think having such a supportive community bolsters the strength of such a program coming to town?
Oh, it absolutely does. We've got such a welcoming environment here in Manhattan and at K-State that it definitely does, make it easier to bring these types of events, and they're always well received.
Well, and you look at it, too, last year you had a speaker, Noorjahan Akbar, and this is evidently someone you've kept in touch with, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Noorjahan came to us. She was in Washington, D.C., working on a master's degree, and she spoke at a national convention for AAUW, and we contacted her, and she was happy to come visit us, and we've kept in touch with her Facebook page and Twitter account. She is a writer. And she continues to live in Washington, D.C., but is from Afghanistan and works very closely with women there, encouraging the writing and to stand up for their rights.
Well, and having a connection with someone from Afghanistan is very powerful because, as everyone probably knows, there's a pretty stark difference between education and equality in Afghanistan and the United States. Is that something she spoke on last year?
Very much. Very much so. Comparing the differences and just what it took. She herself was pushed out of her own home country when she was a young girl and was able to come back. Her parents very much believed in education. So even though they didn't have schools for girls, she was educated by her parents. And went to high school in Washington, D.C., and then on to college there at American University. She's quite talented.
It was amazing to realize that she's only 23 years old.
Yes.
And she had so many experiences that were well beyond her years.
Well, and being 23 years old and from Afghanistan, I'm also 23 years old, and thinking about what she must have grown up through, 9/11, the war in Afghanistan, she really mm-hmm. grew up in quite a time, and that only increases the amount of pride in she must take in what she's accomplished.
Yes, she grew up very quickly, and she gained a lot from it, and she really is using everything that she has to move herself forward and to move women forward.
Very, very much an empowering person.
Well, once again, we're here on News Radio KMAN speaking this morning with Teresa Landis and Mary Stamey about International Women's Day coming to Manhattan. And Teresa, as you plan the second community-wide International Women's Day, what are some critiques from last year that you're trying to improve upon? Because you say you've changed direction, so how are you changing the direction besides just partnering with the district?
Well, I think we're kind of pulling back a little bit. Last year was a very big event, and so we do want to make this something that we can continue, and we really, want to highlight the day, March the 8th, everything around it. As you mentioned, we're going to do proclamations through the city on March the 7th, which is the evening before, and then the week before that, the school board will meet and we'll do a proclamation with them. And so we really do want to get the community involved in this. So as you say, we've got an evening event on March the 8th that is going to be held at the Holiday Inn. We're going to have a dinner and an open forum for the panelists. And so we just invite anyone who is interested in this to make a reservation. The cost for the dinner is $20, and reservations can be made through our AAUW email website, which is manhattanksaaw@gmail.com. And if you don't want to attend the dinner but just want to attend the forum, there's no charge for that. That'll start at 7 o'clock, and we just really want that to be a big event.
Well, and that will be fantastic. It's 9:45 here at News Radio KMAN, and we're going to be speaking more when we come back about International Women's Day and the American Association of University Women. Of course, I'm Andrew Shores, and this morning speaking with Teresa Landis and Mary Stamey. Phone lines will be open when we get back, 785-537-1350.